Hello, everyone. This is Sadie and Lillian Johnson, and welcome back to this week's episode of Cinema Sisters. Today, we'll be talking about Jordan Peele's hit film, Get Out. No, Lillian, I'm not telling you to get out. I'm talking about the movie Get Out. So sorry for the absence last week, guys. We had a really busy week. I'm graduating in 3 weeks. Senioritis is hitting me. Senioritis is also hitting my little sister, Lillian, yes. As a sophomore. She's diagnosed at a really young age. And we're just trying to get through it. But this past weekend, we watched one of my favorite movies, Get Out. This was Lillian's first time watching it.
Yes.
How did you feel?
It was very good. Very entertaining. Very mind-bending. Very good. This is my second Jordan Peele movie. Mm-hmm. After Nope.
How would you rate it compared to
this
Nope?
This one's definitely better.
Same. I think it's 10 times... Nope is pretty good, but Get Out's really good.
I think this plot is more entertaining and interesting.
I agree. So.
But what's his name? Daniel?
The actor?
Yeah, he's in Nope, right?
Mm-hmm. He's the same guy. Yeah. He's a great actor.
He plays a very different character, but he's very good in both of them.
He's a really good actor. He's also funny. I was talking to Lily about this when we were watching the movie, that in the few amount of like scary movies I've watched, I love when it's just about like normal funny people. Mm-hmm. In Oh My Gosh, the TSA guy. What's his name? Sid? Is that, what's his name? Sid? He's like my favorite. He's so funny.
He is funny.
So why did you like it so much?
Funny
like,
man.
What did you like about the movie?
What did I like about the movie?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of putting me on the spot, but
what I go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
Well, something about this movie, watching it the second time around, like the first time, I watched it in an airplane in between these white women that I've never met. And in the moment, you're just scared. You don't know what's going to happen. Even though we're kind of late to it, I went in not really knowing the plot. Like, I knew that the parents were going to be bad, but also there's going to be spoilers in this episode. No one listens to it, but there's going to be spoilers. So the first time I watched it, I was just, like, scared, not knowing what's going to happen, edge of my seat, crying, hyperventilating. And the second time, since you had that, like, piece of knowing what's going to happen, you could really focus on the details, yeah. Which I know Lillian probably focused on the details too, but I can't do the both at once.
Yeah.
So watching it the second time around and like being like, oh, like them doing this is going to tie into the end was very interesting to me.
Yeah. Like I already want to watch this movie again.
Yeah.
It's like, I know there's like a million little mm-hmm. details that I miss.
Yeah. It's like, they just think of everything. Like it's so impressive. Yeah. What was like one of the examples that we were talking about?
How, like, he was running at night because he was...
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's, like, hidden meanings behind, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this one, I was reading some reviews, mm-hmm. and this was, like, one of them. Like, how, like, each of the members of the family, how mm-hmm. they were killed. Like, so the brother that was talking about wrestling, mm-hmm. he got killed in a wrestling match. And then mm-hmm. the dad... who was saying he loves when deer died, he got impaled by deer antlers. And then the mom, who was a, what was she?
Psychiatrist?
Yeah, she was killed in her office. And then the girlfriend who was, like, caring about, like, a couple of scenes before, they were talking about how, his mother was left to die by the side of the road.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to her.
Wow. That is interesting. I know, looking it up and seeing other people bring up other points. I literally, after watching it, I went to TikTok and I searched Get Out and just read all the comments. And it was, like, so many things that they pointed out that I didn't notice before.
Mm-hmm.
Lillian was talking about, what's his name? Or, like, what did they call it? Like, the guy who, like, takes care of the outside of their house.
Groundskeeper?
Yeah, the groundskeeper was basically the mind of the grandpa, and then Georgina was basically the mind of the grandma. And I saw on TikTok, like, the grandpa was like a runner, and that's why the groundskeeper guy was, I don't remember his name, was like running at night. And like just those little things that are like, how do like the writers and producers, whatever, like think of including all of that? Like, it's so crazy to me.
You haven't seen The Shining, have you?
No, have you?
No, but I was, like, apparently there's, a like, Jordan Peele, that's one of his favorite movies or whatever, and there's a lot of, like, similarities.
Should we watch it?
Like, the opening, well, I don't think, like, not, like, the plot is similar.
Well, but I know.
I mean, like, the opening scene was, like, a nod to The Shining and stuff. But, yeah, should we explain the plot at all, or just?
Yeah, I want to say one more thing. The fact that the movie opened, besides that scene, opened with freaking Redbone, like, made me know it was going to be such a good movie. And, like, I feel like Redbone was such a good start to the movie.
Yeah.
They're like, stay woke.
Yeah. And I just love that song.
So, yeah. Let's explain the plot briefly. Do you want to do that?
Oh, go ahead. You got it.
Okay, so basically, it's about this black man and his white girlfriend. They've been dating for a couple months, and they basically go visit his
only
white...
Only 4 months.
I know, that was crazy.
It's not very
visit long. Their his white girlfriend's parents, like, visit his family, her family that's kind of, like, in, like, the middle of nowhere vibes. And so he goes and visits them and notices slowly, like, weird things about their family. Like, they have these two black people who work for them that just, like, act so weird, and they're just, like, they seem so nice and welcoming in the beginning.
Like, very liberal.
Yeah. And they're, like, the white dad always talks about how much he likes Obama, and they're getting along, but then you start to slowly...
And the notice. Dad was weird. Like, he was, like, talking weird to begin with. Like,
yeah,
I don't
he was
know
weird.
What that had...
I feel like they're kind of bad at
but
faking,
like,
it.
He was saying, like, words, like, I don't know, like, if this... Like, was hinting to anything, but, like, he was saying words, like, wrong.
Like what?
Like, he was, like, the word, what he said, like, garage, I think it was.
Oh, I actually do remember that. Yeah, he was a weird guy to begin with. But, I mean, if you were to go into this movie blind, you kind of sort of pick up the weird things at the same time as the, what's his name? Oh, my God,
Chris?
What's his, Chris. Like, you, like, I knew, like, me and Lillian both kind of knew the plot watching it, but, like, if you went in blind, you'd probably, like, pick it up at the same time as him, and he's slowly being like, okay, like, this is weird, this is weird, this is weird, and the black people that work from them are, like, really weird, like, just kind of staring off into the distance and acting weird around Chris, and, like, it's just weird.
He said, Chris said about them, like, he was talking to, his friend, and he said, it's not what they're saying, it's how they're saying it.
Exactly. So that's when you're kind of like, that's weird, like, whatever. And basically there's this big party that they have every year that's just, like, a bunch of white people come to their house.
They all pull up in black cars.
Mm-hmm. They're all, like, very, like, uniform, like, coming into this party. And Chris is already weirded out at this point, but, like... You don't really, like, it's, he doesn't, it's almost like he's not taking it that seriously yet. But the big turning point in the movie is, should I talk about the first scene in the movie?
Dre?
Yeah. I forgot to say, the first scene of the movie, there's this guy walking on a street, and he basically gets abducted and picked
and
up.
And I missed this part. I wish I hadn't, because I don't know what I thought.
Yeah.
But, like, I just totally forgot about that part.
Yeah. So the reason I remembered the first time is, like, I recognized the actor, and I was like, where did he go?
Oh, yeah. What, Lakeith?
Yeah. And I was like, where did he go? The first time I watched it. But basically, this guy, this black guy, is at the party, and he's the only... black guest out of all the people who are there, and he's like 25, 30 years old with a white woman twice his age, and he's just, like, a really weird guy. And Chris is going up to him, like, it's nice to see another brother around here, like, trying to, like, you know, like, you know. And he's, like, acting weird about it, whatever. And basically, at towards the end of the party, Chris tries to sneak a picture of him, and the flash goes off. And this is the scene that probably everyone's seen, where he just, like, basically just, like, freezes and just, like, goes crazy and tells Chris to get out.
He starts, a drip of blood falls from his nose.
Yes.
And he's, like...
And he's going crazy, like, get out, get out, get out. And so, like, you skip to the next scene, and he's, like, I'm apologizing, like, it was a seizure. And Chris is obviously, like, what on earth just happened? So he calls his friend, and he's, like... Bro, like, this is so weird. And he sends a picture, and they find out that it's a guy that they used to know.
Oh, his name's Rod. Oh, sorry, the friend.
Why did I think his name was... Oh, the dog's name is Sid. Rod. But, so he calls Rod, and he's like, what the heck? And they find out that it's a friend that they had a while ago who went missing. So this is obviously the biggest turning point in the thing. So you're like, okay, he's not just imagining it. Like, this is real. I skipped the whole part where he got hypnotized. I'm really bad at that.
Oh, yeah. The point where I was, like, stunned mm-hmm. was, like, when they started, like, the auction. Yeah. Like, they had a picture of, like, this is where I started really thinking. Uh-huh. They had, like, a framed picture of Chris, mm-hmm. and they were, like, auctioning him.
Yeah, like a silent auction. And Chris, like, what left the party, and they, like, waited for him to leave and basically did a silent auction auctioning him off. So, for me, at least the first time I watched it, it's like, I knew that there was something weird about abducting black people, but I had no idea what it was. So, it was just, like, crazy that someone would even think about that. Like, come up with that.
Mm-hmm. Modern slavery. Creative.
Facts. But basically, the what they do, basically, is they would, like, take out the brains. How would they even do it? Like, they'd take out the brains of the white people and put them in a black person so they could have, like, their physical.
Yeah. But not the entire thing, right? And it wasn't... Like, there was this, like, trait or something.
Were the white people still alive?
Yeah. There was, like, this trait or attribute, like, from...
Are you sure?
I think so, right?
But there's, like, nothing that shows that the white people are still alive.
Oh, you're right. I didn't think of that. But there was, like, this trait or attribute that they wanted from the black people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember the blind guy said he wanted his vision.
Yeah.
So did he... Yeah, did he become him? Or did he just get his vision? And this black guy is just this controlled... Like, person that...
My impression was that, like, the white person dies and their brain goes into...
Really? Oh, my gosh. That was not my impression.
No, because that wasn't my impression the first time around.
Oh.
But the second time around, I'm kind of like, wait. Because if you think about it, like, the black people that we know and we know who they're controlling them, all of them are dead. Because the grandma and the grandpa are both dead.
Oh, that's not... I thought they just,
I don't
like,
know. I don't know.
I thought he just, like, takes his vision and then keeps him as a slave.
And just, like, controls him at the same time? See, the first time I watched it, the whole time, I was assuming that the mom was controlling Georgina. But once I found out that it was the grandma, that's when I was like, wait. Because, like, no way none of them are controlling a black person, right?
I have no idea.
Interesting. Lillian's looking it up.
I'm not getting answers here.
It's like, it's a crazy movie to think about. And I was also seeing, like, all the alternative endings to it and, like, oh my gosh, it's crazy.
And also, the part, like, that was most, oh, what's the word? If you don't know something's gonna happen, it's suspenseful. I didn't know whether the girlfriend was in on it.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy to me. It would never occurred to me that the girlfriend was in on it.
It did occur to me. Like, I thought, like, it made sense. Like, that was her part and that was, like, her role in the whole thing. But
so messed up.
When he finds in the closet the pictures of all the black men that she,
after,
like,
she said
abducted.
She never dated a black guy before.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, I had no idea. I don't know how that, like, I don't know how you came up with that so fast. She got real creepy real quick. Yeah. She was good.
Oh, like, my God, in the cereal?
Oh, my God, the way it was separated with the milk, the coloreds and the white.
And, like, oh, my gosh, she needed those bangs.
Yeah, she did. That ponytail was, oh, my God, and her on the phone. I'm literally have children. I was so creepy. Like, oh, my God, that movie's creepy.
But Rod was really the hero of the movie.
Oh, my gosh, when that cop car pulled up and you're sitting there being like, oh, my gosh, is he about to get arrested and die? And it's literally Rod. I cried. I was on the airplane and I was crying.
Yeah.
He's literally my favorite character.
And, like, that's the crazy thing. So Chris just, like, escaped. Like, he was the victim. And then the police car shows up. He puts his hand up and, like, you think, like, he's maybe about to die.
Yeah.
Like, that's a terrible thing. Like, he's the victim here. Yeah. And, like, you know what I mean?
Know. There, okay, I saw a TikTok about, like, an alternative ending to it that was, like, it wasn't Rod and he got arrested and he was in jail for murder and it was, like, a long trial and it, like, ended there.
Really?
And you didn't know what happened. it was filmed. Like, it was, like, an ending.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Search Get Out alternative ending.
Yeah. And so, when, like, she was smiling and he choked her.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. That got weird. That was weird, too. Oh, my God. It's so creepy. Oh, and then the other thing I saw on TikTok was at the beginning when they hit the deer and the girlfriend's like, you don't need his ID. And, like, we all just thought that she was, like, being, like, a hero. And then, like, it's like she didn't want them to see his ID or else when he went missing, it would be, like, you know, like, that he, mm-hmm. they, it would be able to find out.
Mm-hmm. So what I got from this movie
mm-hmm.
is be scared of white people.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my mother, who I love dearly, is a white lady, and I'm half Caucasian myself. I think I should still be where. What's that?
No, I'm just thinking.
Okay. Yeah. So especially white men, be cautious of white men. What else? What else do we take?
That movie was just crazy. Like, and it's also crazy. Like, he was the one that, like, stopped it all.
Also, trust your instincts.
That's a good one. I was saying I would have left the second that the black lady was looking at me weird.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do. I don't know, like, what I would do. It's not like you're gonna, like, believe something like that's going on.
Yeah. That's true. Oh my God. And when he put the stuffing in his ears so the teacup wouldn't get him.
Oh, I also read another review how, like, picking cotton saved his life.
Oh, I saw that the first time I watched it too. Yes, that was a crazy movie. I want to watch it again.
To escape slavery, you picked cotton.
Okay, and put it in her ears.
Anyway.
But yeah, the movie was crazy. That brother was creepy, bro.
And also, it's just, like, funny, too. It was funny.
It was. Like, I liked how it kind of switched to, like, Rod and, like, real world and, like, the creepiness.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Peele's great.
Yeah. Georgina was the craziest character to me. One of the craziest to me.
Really?
And then he saved her. Oh, my God. He went back and saved her.
Oh, yeah. Because of his mother. Couldn't do it again. He couldn't leave her by the side.
But then he, like, almost killed her. Then she almost killed him.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't seen Get Out, we just spoiled it all, but you should still watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it a million times. It gets better every time.
I'm going to watch the other Jordan Peele.
Should we watch Us?
Yes.
Let's watch it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Cinema Sisters. I hope you enjoyed.
Oh, let's go watch Monkey Man. It's in theaters right now.
All right.
I don't want to see Monkey Man.
This has been Sadie and Lillian with Cinema Sisters. Bye.
Bye.